next on the 5 o'clock report.
Right now, we have zero leads.
We were ministers, we were caregivers, we were everything to everybody.
They're not ready to commit to the kind of transformative change I proposed.
Two different locations close to each other.
By time for emergency response to come out.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 5 o'clock broadcast. I'm Greg Gillespie. The United States' largest bank is bigger after a different bank, First Republic, closed over the weekend. J.P. Morgan Chase purchased most of the assets of First Republic Bank, winning an FDIC auction. J.P. Morgan takes on $170 billion in loans, but gets $90 billion of deposits and $30 billion in securities. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanap says he's working with new banking regulations to deal with situations like this.
Look, pay a fee and have some guarantee on these deposits, because otherwise, what's going to happen? Regional banks, they're going to be insecure, or people are going to be concerned, and they're going to start to consolidate into the top banks. And you have a lot of these payroll companies telling these companies to move to the bank.
Business News analyst Jill Schlesinger says the process has worked very well today with First Republic.
This takeover is actually how bank takeovers usually do work. The FDIC recognizes a problem, takes it over, sells the assets, sells the deposits, and branches all reopen. So, I mean, if you've got an account at First Republic, 84 of their branches, all of them are open today.
J.P. Morgan Chase says none of First Republic's customers lost any money. Other business news today, as America waits to see what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates later this week, a new report points out how challenging the current economy is for manufacturers.
Manufacturing activity contracted for a 6 month in a row in April, the longest such stretch since 2009, and a sign of lingering malaise in U.S. manufacturing. Even as the Institute for Supply Management's gauge of factory activity rose from an almost three-year low a month earlier, it's still in contraction mode. And in a worrisome inflation signal, a measure of prices paid for materials rebounded to the highest level since last July.
KYW's Andrew O'Day. More than 250 Texas lawmen and lawwomen are out involved in the search for a man accused of killing five people in a violent rampage in Texas on Friday.
Right now, we have zero leads.
It happened in Cleveland, Texas, 45 miles north of Houston. Francisco Oropeza responded to his neighbor's complaints about shooting a gun in his yard by going to their house and shooting them. Victims range from age 8 to 31. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was this weekend. It's typically laced with lots of humor, but this year's also included a serious tone, as President Biden and news professionals and personalities spent time advocating for Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal reporter continues to be held in Russian confinement.
The president's remarks at the dinner were front-loaded with seriousness, a focus on the threats facing journalists. He did meet at the dinner with the family of Evan Gershkovich. You know, Gershkovich has been held in Russia on charges that his work for American newspaper readers constitutes espionage on behalf of the American government. The president also recognized the mother of Austin Tice, the freelance reporter who since 2012 been held in Syria. Her attendance for a second straight year was recognized by the president.
White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. May 1st marks the start of National Nurses Month. Sally Piazza is the chief nursing officer at St. Vincent Hospital in Erie, Pennsylvania. She spoke with Erie News Now about the nursing profession today.
Nursing is such it's very honorable profession, very trusted profession. And when I talk to some of the nursing students that come here to do their clinicals, that's what we talk about. Nursing has to be in your heart. We'll never be rich, but you'll be rich in other ways in your life.
Piazza was on the front lines during COVID-19 and says that pandemic and the related shutdowns took a big toll on the nursing staffs.
We were ministers. We were caregivers. We were everything to everybody.
One of the challenges is new nurses are not going into the business, and many of them leave sometime in their first 3 years, especially they need male nurses.
It's nice to have some men as much as you can on the floor to help, you know, ambulate patients, get them out of bed, and that's something we're definitely pushing for. There was definitely times where I'd be the only male on the floor.
81,000 nurses are licensed in the state of Pennsylvania. Another candidate for president could be coming in a few weeks. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says a 2024 presidential bid could be happening. He says there's time to make a final step on May 22nd. Scott is the only Black Republican in the Senate. He has launched a presidential exploratory committee, but has not officially announced he's a candidate. National leadership that runs in the family, the coronation of Charles as King of England.
It's a gorgeous day at Buckingham Palace, and there has been a flurry of activity, all the final preparations for this relatively scaled back affair, a smaller procession, a smaller guest list than Queen Elizabeth. But for all of the talk of a modern monarchy of multiple faiths being included, really, this is a deeply traditional Christian service, and the nuts and bolts are very similar to what we saw in 1953.
Buckingham Palace anticipates hundreds of thousands of people will come to watch. A TV writer's strike could bring production in Hollywood and elsewhere to a halt. CBS reporter Cammy McCormick.
Hollywood's TV and film industry could be shut down by midnight if the Writers Guild doesn't have a new contract it likes by then. The last time writers went on strike in 2007, it lasted for 100 days. One of the main sticking points this time, using AI to write scripts.
The writers are also asking for higher pay on traditional network shows and to get paid extra for streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. Still to come on this Monday, the New York State budget continues to be wrangled. Lightning strikes twice, very close, and ways to fight fire with animals. That's all coming up. But first, it's time for your forecast from Kevin Williams.
Mostly cloudy, brisk, chilly tonight with some passing showers. Wet snowflakes will mix in places at times. It could be a little thin coat on the grass over the highest elevations. Parts of southwest New York, western Pennsylvania, where there could be a slight accumulation over the high ground. Low temps, 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, rather cloudy and chilly with showers. Early morning flakes in the high ground. High temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now more news happening where you live. 1 month past the deadline, New York's lawmakers are chipping away at the budget. They had a verbal agreement planned, but as they return to the session this week, Governor Kathy Hochul is frustrated that some parts of her policies didn't make the cut, including her new plan for 80,000 houses being built each year for the next decade.
The legislature saw it differently. They're not ready to commit to the kind of transformative change I proposed. And I know change can be hard, but we're not walking away from this issue. And I won't stop working hard and fighting until we make housing more affordable for New Yorkers.
These workers in Rochester say that cheaper housing would be a great idea in the Empire State.
Everybody deserves, you know, to feel empowered and to feel like they can provide in a way that they can have fun and still live and not just live paycheck after another.
Or have to work nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very common for people to be working two or three jobs, but what if they didn't have to?
Republican Assemblyman Chris Tagg says he wasn't necessarily against the idea of cheaper housing. Tagg says that Hochul needed to give lawmakers more time to look through her plan, but she was rushing to a vote.
I was not someone that had taken a position on her housing plan. I wanted to learn more. I was hoping that in the budget, during debate and through the budget bills, we would actually be able to see how this was going to work.
The Democratic majority in Albany has agreed with the governor to ban natural gas for new construction. That will begin in 2025 for small buildings and 2028 for larger construction. The legislators have been passing week-by-week authority to pay state workers. They say lightning never hits twice in the same place, but it was pretty close in Kingston Township, Pennsylvania.
You pray that it doesn't happen to you, but it's just the fact that it happened just recently in two different locations close to each other. Well, you have to be mindful.
Jim Reagan had lost his home in a house fire, but watched after lightning struck a home across the street.
Every time I hear of a fire, I relive that memory, and I just hope and pray that there's no injuries or death involved. The memory never goes away.
The second lightning strike, 2 weeks later, happened 5 miles away.
There's no way to predict the lightning scenario. So it could happen to anybody. No one could just say, well, it only happens in Kingston Township. That's absolutely ridiculous. It could happen anywhere.
John Ghiori says that the town has set up a GoFundMe for both households in Lucerne County, Pennsylvania. Police across the country are concerned about a growing trend that is mistaking a social media game for real-life violence. That report from Family Life's Brian Query.
Police are concerned about a growing trend at some schools involving a game called Senior Assassination, where students reportedly separate into teams and shoot each other with water guns resembling real firearms. According to police, teams are said to be assigned targets to eliminate each week. And while many teens say the game is harmless, police have reported that many cases are being reported of teenagers dressing in dark clothing and sneaking through residential areas with what resemble real weapons. Police say this behavior could easily be perceived, reported, or confronted as suspicious behavior by unknowing persons, and outcomes could have serious consequences. Teens are encouraged to make good judgment related to the game and avoid situations that could be perceived as criminal in nature. Brian Query, Family Life News.
It's now time for your stock market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Dave Margolotti has that for you.
Stocks began the day in positive territory, but ended the day in the red. That upon news of a shakeup in the banking industry. J.P. Morgan Chase will be taking over failed regional bank First Republic after regulators seized the bank. First Republic's failure was the second largest in U.S. history. All eyes will be on the FOMC meeting that kicks off tomorrow and concludes on Wednesday, where markets are anticipating another 25 basis point interest rate increase. Investors also looking for any insight in the direction from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on where interest rates will go in the future. The Dow today down 47 points, the NASDAQ dropped 14, and the S&P 500 was off 2. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. Kevin's cool, rainy, and in a few places snowy forecast is just around the corner, and they're counting sheep, but not to fall back to sleep. The sheep have a daytime task. The 5 o'clock report continues on Family Life.
The time to prepare for a storm is when the sun is shining. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Today marks the beginning of National Hurricane Preparedness Week. So, depending on where you live, you may see news stories or public service announcements about preparing for hurricanes. Like it or not, storms happen. And the best time to get ready is when the weather is fine. The same idea applies to your finances. The time to buy insurance is before the accident or theft. The time to begin investing for retirement is when you're still relatively young. And the time to start saving and building a financial cushion is now. I know that working on financial preparedness may not sound very exciting, but when a financial storm comes your way, there's no substitute for being prepared. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Well, May is masquerading as March the next several days at least. The pattern does break by the weekend, looks brighter, milder, and drier then. In the meantime, it'll be rather cloudy tonight. There'll be breaks of starlight, and there'll be showers around. Those showers will flip over to snow in parts of southwest New York, western Pennsylvania, where there could be a slight accumulation over the high ground. Low temps, 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, rather cloudy and chilly with showers, early morning flakes in the high ground, high temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. And finally at 5, you have likely heard us talking about the challenge of staffing fire departments these days, especially rural volunteer fire departments. That's true not only in our two states, but happens in many other places of all sizes. It's less of a problem, though, in Carson City, Nevada, where hundreds of firefighters are now on the job. Carson City had a major fire in 2004, which destroyed 17 buildings. Since then, they've brought in sheep. Yes, sheep. Listen for the sheep as the Carson City Parks Director explains.
The idea is not necessarily to stop all wildfire. We know that wildfire is a natural part of living in the Great Basin. But the idea is just to have the fires be less intense and, you know, buy time for emergency response to come out.
Each spring, flocks of sheep are brought in. Each day, each one of them eats about 5 pounds of the low, dry grass, which would be likely to fuel a quick spread of a wildfire. Since 2004, Carson City has had fires, but the sheep strategy has meant large fires haven't spread there. And that's the world we live in this first day of May, May Day, observed as Labor Day in many parts of the world. Thanks for coming along for the 5 o'clock report. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.